Be vegan. Make peace.
Our programs offer many languages. Please visit suprememastertv.com/schedule.
Nos programmes offrent plusieurs langues. Veuillez visiter suprememastertv.com/schedule.
Nuestros programas ofrecen varios idiomas. Visiten suprememastertv.com/schedule.
हमारे कार्यक्रम पेश किए जाते कई भाषाओं में कृपया देखें suprememastertv.com/schedule.
I have my goal. I have my work to do. I do everything for that. For the animals, for the humans, for the planet. To wake them up as many as I can and to save as many suffering animals as I can. I have no interest in other things. Okay? Yes, I do whatever I have to do, that's all.
Please keep watching to find out more.
Supreme Master Ching Hai's lectures are not a complete meditation instruction. Please do not try alone. For free of charge guidance, please visit godsdirectcontact.org or contact any of our centers near you.
Today's episode will be presented in English with subtitles in Arabic on Luxi's, also known as Vietnamese, Bulgarian, Chinese, Czech, English, French, German, Hindi, Hungarian, Indonesian, Japanese, Korean, Malay, Mongolian, Persian, Polish, Portuguese, Punjabi, Russian, Spanish, Telugu, and Thai. Easing there means hello in Altai, one of the official languages of the Altai Republic. My name is Amir. The kind-hearted Altai people wish you prosperity and joy for offering your precious time volunteering in charity work. Located in Russia's southern Siberia, the Republic of Altai is a largely mountainous region with majestic glaciers that feed hundreds of rivers and lakes. An area called the Golden Mountains has been recognized as a UNESCO World Heritage Site. This includes Altai's Mount Baluka, a triple-peaked mountain considered by many to be sacred. Altai is also home to Selugem National Park, created to protect the habitat and lives of rare wildlife like the Altai Ugly Sheep and the shy snow leopard. The Altaian people are very close to nature, some even living in the high mountains. Their traditions include the telling of epic tales of heroic figures, sung softly with a throat singing technique, accompanied by music on Altai folk instruments. Altaian culture also values artistic works, like those of the artist Grigory Korosgurkin. His paintings, displayed in the capital city's Enochian Museum, convey not only the grandeur of the Altaian landscape, but also its people's reverence for the natural world. We were happy to briefly introduce the picturesque Altai Republic to you, joyous viewers. We wish you all heaven's blessings to uplift your souls. For decades, Supreme Master Ching Hai has illuminated our world with her divine teachings. A fully enlightened master, she imparts the Guanyin method of meditation to those desiring to immediately discover the God nature within to achieve in one lifetime eternal liberation from the cycle of transmigration. The Guanyin method has been practiced by all enlightened masters, such as the worshipped world-honored one Shakyamuni Buddha, the worshipped Son of God Jesus Christ, the venerated master and philosopher Confucius, the venerated Lord Krishna, the venerated master and philosopher Laozi, the venerated Lord Mahavira, the beloved prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, Sri Guru Nanak Dev Ji, and many more. Supreme Master Qinghai emphasizes that if we always remember God, render selfless service to others, and follow the laws of the universe, we will reach our highest potential as humans and truly understand our purpose on Earth. An extraordinary living example of compassion, she lovingly and regularly sends material and financial assistance to refugees, the homeless, natural disaster victims, and others needing relief. Supreme Master Qinghai respectfully thanks all special individuals, organizations, leaders, and governments for all your genuine, loving, ongoing support. May heaven bless you forevermore. We, the Supreme Master Qinghai International Association members, are also sincerely grateful for your expressive kindness, wishing you the best. Supreme Master Qinghai receives love and recognition from various organizations, media, governments, individuals, and many awards, such as the 2006 Guci Peace Prize, considered the Nobel Peace Prize of the East, the World Spiritual Leadership Award in 1994, the Mahavir Award in 2008, February 22nd and October 25th, both proclaimed as the Supreme Master Qinghai Day, an honorary citizen of the United States, etc., and has been honored throughout the years with numerous other awards and accolades for her outstanding philanthropic and humanitarian deeds. Etc. We apologize for not being able to show many other awards and honors for lack of space and time. Supreme Master Qinghai respectfully thanks all special individuals, organizations, leaders, and governments for all your genuine, loving, ongoing support. May heaven bless you forevermore. We, the Supreme Master Qinghai International Association members, are also sincerely grateful for your expressive kindness, wishing you the best. true voice for our beautiful animal friends, Supreme Master Ching Hai promotes the peaceful, loving plant-based diet and envisions with humanity's awakening to the sacredness of all life, a tranquil and glorious all-vegan world where animals and people live in respectful harmony. Her initiatives included alternative living flyer distribution, the International Vegan Restaurants Loving Heart, vegan food companies, vegan fur products, Supreme Master Television, as well as writing and speaking to influential government and media leaders, participating in televised conferences on climate change, etc. Whether we are aware of it or not, her efforts have had an enormous influence on global awareness of the animal-friendly lifestyle and how this benevolent way can bring lasting peace among nations while saving our planet from climate change and disasters. Supreme Master Ching Hai has traveled worldwide and held discourses with the public and her disciples on a variety of spiritual topics. In another conference on Friday, March 26, 2021, our most beloved Supreme Master Ching Hai spent precious time to share her love and wisdom, answering some questions that members had on various topics. Today, we are blessed to present the insightful conference entitled The Phoenix, Part 3 of 13, on Between Master and Disciples, given in English on March 26, 2021.
There are truly no sinners in this world, according to what I'm thinking. Because they are only victims. They are victims. Victims and victims, victims everywhere.
Yes, Master. Yes.
Victims of ignorance. Victims of the makeup of their own physical body. That is before they were born already.
Yes, Master.
Whether or not they be a real man, a real woman, or a gay, or a lesbian, or bisexual, or transvestite, whatever it is, they are born like that. Yes, some don't recognize immediately. Some recognize earlier on, some not. And later on, they grow up. Sometimes they even marry and have children.
Yeah.
But then suddenly, boom, you know, like a man, he saw another man, suddenly something stirred in him. And he would even leave his family. I don't say it's good, but it is. Something inside him that stir up and wake him up and make him feel like he's not what he has been thinking that he was. Yes?
Yes, ma'am.
And then something is urging him, so he cannot even control it. He doesn't want to, but he could not control. Then he just left his family. He cannot continue to live with the lie, the false pretense, after he knew already something else about himself.
Yes,
he feels like he's a fake. So he just probably has to go and live the way he thinks he should.
Yes, Master.
And that's how things happen. Okay, huh? Same with women. I told you already, I was in New York working in a temple, Buddhist temple. And one day, one lay man came in. The abbot's not home. I was alone and I was renovating the temple all by myself, you know, like painting the wall, fixing some broken pieces of wall in the bathroom and all that. Yeah, you see men or whatever I can. Things are broken because the house is old. Nobody's there to take care. They just come meditate with the master and then I'm gone. And when the master is gone, not many people come either. So I normally meditated in those times. But one of the men came, okay, then of course he stayed in the front, I stay in the back. There's a door in between, yeah, with the back side and front side, yeah. And then he helped me also to do the renovating.
Yes, Master.
I said, it's good that you're here because I'm tired. My neck is tired, you know, having to paint the ceiling. I'm so short. I'm so short. Short of hands. So please, you do that for me. And I do the lower part. And he's happy to do that. And then we're talking. And I asked him why he's not working or something. He comes here for like a volunteer holiday or something. He said, no, I'm sad because my girlfriend left me.
Aww.
Yeah. And then I said, oh, man, you Buddhist, right? You know karma. When it's gone. No more. You shouldn't worry about it, okay? You should just forget it. Or he said he tried to, but he cannot forget. So, okay, it will take some time. He said it won't take time. He will not forget. I said, well, what's so difficult? You don't say so definitely like that. Time heals everything. He said, no, this is different. So I asked, what's the other guy have that you don't have? Maybe he's richer or something, or more handsome. He said, no, she left for another woman.
Oh.
Yeah. So I said, now I understand. That's why you are so despondent, so desperate, so hopeless. Yes. I said, okay, then, in that case, you should let her go and feel happy for her that she recognized where she belongs and what she should do with her life, okay? And pray for her, that's all. Mm. So these things happen, you know? Not that people really want it. Someday it just hit them like that. Oh, you saw it already. There was one film a long, long time ago when I had nothing to do, when I had not a lot of disciples. In America, there's something in and out, something like that.
Yes.
As one guy, he married his sweetheart. And then suddenly one day he met this reporter and then they just clapped together.
Yeah.
He realized that he's not interested in women all this time. So the woman complained, you know, blah, 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 blah. So recently there was a gossip column somewhere about a Korean man, they marry him with a woman, but he was never interested in her. He never touched her. And then one day he met another guy and then they talk about not just a normal relationship, but the other kind of relationship. And then he realized, oh, that's why he's not interested in woman, never. And he seemed to be more leaning toward affection for men.
Yes.
This is on the newspapers even. So things are like that. You are born like that. So just accept it, and society should just accept it. You are also human, you know?
Yes,
ma'am. Yeah, yes, whoever you are, gay, lesbian, and all that, just don't hit on me, then you'll be fine. That's all I want. No. Not me. That's all, okay? I'm quite busy. I'm not interested either in real men or half men or... or no man, or woman, or not woman. Understand me?
Yes.
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 Yeah, I have my goal. I have my work to do. I do everything for that.
Right.
For the animals, for the humans, for the planet. To wake them up, as many as I can, and to save as many suffering animals as I can. I have no interest in other things. Okay?
Yeah.
Yes.
I do whatever I have to do. That's all. Whatever I have to do, I have to do. If I have to go to hell, I will do that.
Oh, no,
just for that also. For my goal. For my motive, yeah? My ideal. Because my heart doesn't let me do any other thing. Even if I want. Even if I try. It won't let me. You understand?
Understand.
I will not be able to forget the animals suffering daily. Every second of my life, they're suffering in anguish. And no one to defend them. No one to protect them. Every day I live with that, and sometimes I cry a lot, sometimes I cry a little, sometimes I just push it aside so that my eyes won't go blind. It's already very blurry these days. I don't know why things have gone down so fast. I guess it's my age. Now, what were we talking about again? About the Christian priest, yeah?
Yes,
okay.
Master.
The diet is also the problem.
Mm-hmm.
Nowadays, even the diet, like the meat and all that, is full of hormones inside, yeah?
Yes.
It makes it even more crazy.
Yes, Master.
Yes, Master.
A priest or a nun, they are also human. And if there's no control, no strict regulation and supervising, then they also fail, okay?
Yes, Master.
They'll fail now or later or some days or sometime in their life, and then they try to get up again, control again, but they cannot. The wine and the meat and all that, it doesn't help you. to reach your goal as a holy person. Very difficult. That's why all religion forbid meat and wine.
Yes, Master.
It is best to abstain from eating any meat or drinking any wine or from any other activity which might cause a brother to fall away or to be scandalized or to weaken. Romans Holy Bible.
Then said Daniel to Melzar, whom the prince of the eunuchs had set over Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, test thy servants, I beseech thee, 10 days, and let them give us pulse, or vegetables, to eat and water to drink. Then let our countenances be looked upon before thee, and the countenance of the youths who eat of the portion of the king's meat. And as thou seest, deal with thy servants. So he consented to them in this matter, and tested them 10 days. And at the end of 10 days, their countenances appeared fairer and fatter in flesh than all the youths who ate the portion of the king's meat. Thus Melzar took away the portion of their meat and the wine that they should drink, and gave them pulse or vegetables. Daniel, Holy Bible.
Do not be among those who give themselves to wine drinking, or among those who make themselves full with meat. Proverbs, Holy Bible.
Meats for the belly and the belly for meats, but God shall destroy both it and them. Corinthians, Holy Bible.
I mean animal products and alcohol and intoxicants, all these kind of things are ruining your brain, your intellect and your reason capability. You can't control too much. If that kind of evil even added onto your system. And also they rely on Jesus. They think Jesus died already for all the sinners, so they can go on sinning. It's not like that. No, no, no. The 12 apostles who followed Jesus, they didn't do any of this. They didn't do any of the sexual stuff, drinking wine, eating meat and all that. Okay?
Yes, Master.
Even if they say wine, no, it's not. It's just water. You know, maybe with fruit juice or something like that.
Yes,
okay?
Master.
Yes. Or maybe one day Jesus made it as a miracle because his mother demanded. And even then he was very displeased. He said, Mother, why do you make me do this? If you guys are Christian, any of you remember?
Yes, Master.
Yeah, it was not like he was willing to do it to show off or anything.
Right.
Yeah. Because all the saints and sages and real practitioners, we know that these magical stuff are just not conducive to our heavenward journey, yeah?
Yes.
Mm.
Yes.
So now they think Jesus died for all sinners. It's not like that. He died for his disciples and for his followers and for the people at that time, whoever believed in him. But after Jesus is gone, somebody else has to take up the cross. You see what I'm saying?
Yes.
Yes.
That's why Jesus said, I am the light in the world. As long as I am in the world. He doesn't say I will be the light forever for you, for next generation, for forever, forever. No. He say I am the light for the world as long as I am in the world. That's why life after life, we have different masters coming into our planet, into our world to help us, to teach us again. Similar to the teaching of all the teachers in the school, yeah? Even Einstein had to go.
Yes.
And another Einstein or successor or maybe lesser or better than Einstein comes, replaces him.
Yes.
Whoever, the most brilliant teacher has to go, but then we have to find another living teacher.
Yes.
We cannot keep waiting for Einstein or just reading his theory and then become brilliant. Not necessarily. Practice makes a master.
Yes,
Master.
We must find another master to learn the trade, any trade at all, okay?
Yes, Master.
Even the geniuses, they still have to learn with all other professors, yeah?
Yes, Master.
In order to perfect their skills, their talent, and deepen their understanding. Also different components of the world, he has to learn to know to use them. But because he's a genius, he might learn faster and do it better than many of us. That's correct. Okay?
Yes, Master.
Yes, Master.
tender-hearted viewers. We appreciate your company for today's episode entitled The Phoenix, Part 3 of 13, on Between Master and Disciples. Coming up next is Humanity's Leap to the Golden Era, Washington, D.C. Climate Change Conference, Part 7 of 17, on Words of Wisdom, right after Noteworthy News. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television for more positive programming. May the sunlight bless you with an abundance of good health.
Our programs offer many languages. Please visit suprememastertv.com/schedule and suprememastertv.com/BMD.
Be veg. Go green to save the planet.